Welcome back to the Carbonite Crew, everybody. Today we are going to be talking about the Clone Wars Episode 2, A Distant Echo. And joining me today, once again, Steven Cardenas. How's it going?
Hey, man, it's going pretty well. How are you?
I am good. I just got done, finished up the episode. It took me 2 days to watch it. I was a little busy, but we got it done. So yeah, this is the second episode in the new season. It's the second episode in the Echo story arc. As you may have watched in the first episode, Captain Rex was convinced that Echo was still out there and still alive and was not killed in the Citadel attacks that we previously have seen. So, yeah. What did you think of the episode overall?
You know, I thought it was pretty good. You know, we kind of talked about it before we started recording, and I'm really looking forward to the coming arcs, but I still think they're doing a good job with this. I actually really like those clones. What do they call them? The
Bad Batch? Yeah.
Yeah, I really like them. It's pretty fun. That's a fun group of characters, I think.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying them. They're new and unique. I was telling Jonathan in the last episode when we talked about the first episode was I kind of don't think they're going to stand with the Republic the whole time, but I could be wrong there. I didn't get any hints of that in this episode, but I don't know. I just, some about them seems kind of fishy. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if like maybe.
So do you think they're going to turn bad then? Or
I don't know if they're going to turn bad, if they're already bad, if maybe they're the execute Order 66 test run here soon. You know, I don't.
Oh,
that would be interesting to see.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe they just attack clones instead of the Jedi or something. So maybe Order 65. I don't know. But that would be.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to see. Because I don't really know where we're going to go with these last two episodes of the story arc right now.
Uh-huh.
The way it ended, spoilers for anyone watching or listening. But Echo is still alive. And they're going to try to get him home. But. They haven't escaped yet. That's for next week.
Yeah, I think that's something to remember is that it does end with them not having left yet. So
exactly.
How they get out of there.
Yeah, so Rex tells him he's safe, which I'm like, I wouldn't have said that yet. So we'll see.
Can you really keep that promise?
I guess we're going to find out. So at the beginning, we see they're getting ready to go on a mission to find Echo, and Anakin is there, and they're basically getting ready to go on the mission, and Anakin leans into Rex, and he's like, you know, we'll go after we do that thing. Rex is like, nah, we'll do that later. He's like, no, we're going to do it now. Real fishy and whatnot.
That was weird.
It caught my attention real quick. I was like, what's going on? So
I agree. I was like, what are they doing?
Yeah, which I like then they go on. Rex gives Anakin his helmet. And Anakin goes into his quarters. I'm assuming it's Rex's quarters or something. And Rex stands on the outside, standing guard. We see Anakin get the little holo projector out, which I personally thought it was going to be Ahsoka at first. I don't know why.
Because
she's already left at this point. I thought it was for sure going to be her.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But we see him talking to Padme. She's got some of the same clothes on that you see at the end of Revenge of the Sith. She clearly already looks pregnant.
Yep,
somewhat.
She's doing the hand on the belly thing.
For sure. Obviously, she hasn't told him because he doesn't find out until he gets back. But one, it makes me really wonder how close this is to Revenge of the Sith. Like, how close are we actually getting there? Because they even make a comment. Anakin thought they'd be in and out really quickly, but obviously the battle is still going on. And I like this whole scene strictly for the fact that it shows how close Anakin and Rex are.
Yeah.
Because I would assume
it's really cool.
Rex knows what's going on. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just because we eventually see Obi-Wan come up and start questioning Rex, and it gets, you know, Rex acts all weird about it and obviously trying to hide something. So I assume Rex knows exactly what's going on.
No, I really do think so too. They seem to insinuate that, at least, that he is fully aware of what's happening, and he is keeping the secret for Anakin.
Which, makes it that much harder to, when they, because you know we're going to get a final goodbye with them too, right? Like, we're going to have to.
Right, yeah.
I mean, we're going to get a sad Ahsoka and Anakin thing again. I mean,
Ugh.
it's not confirmed, but it's going to happen. I would be shocked if it didn't.
Oh, yeah, there's no way they don't.
We're going to get a Rex one, I'm sure, because we never see Rex in the movies, or at least in episode three. Well,
Oh, he's not in any of them.
I think technically, if we're going to get like real technical with it, he's with Anakin when he's purging the temple. Right. Well, no, he wouldn't because he didn't have the chip. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So no, we didn't. The only one we have is like Cody.
Yeah, I know we see Cody.
Yeah. I have to go watch. Now I got to pay attention to that.
Yeah, I don't remember for sure.
Because technically we get Rex in episode six, which was like a retcon thing. So Obi-Wan comes up and, you know, he's like, I need to talk to Anakin. Anakin comes out, says, you know, we got to go on the mission. Obi-Wan's like, well, about that. He's like, it's a great idea. Cool. I agree. Let's go. And he just keeps cutting off Obi-Wan so he can't tell him no because he's going to go either way. I mean, it's Anakin.
Yeah, it's a classic Anakin thing to do.
And Obi-Wan just like kind of looks at Anakin and goes, well, I hope you told Padme I said hi. And it's like, what?
Yep.
I was like, okay. He knows. Anakin doesn't say anything, but I
Yeah.
just loved that.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. It's just like, 'cause I thought about it and I was like, oh, I guess it would be rather obvious, right?
It's gotta be, at
And
least to
now,
Obi-Wan, you know.
sure. And now here's the question. How much do you think he knows? You know, do you think he knows that they're like married? Or do you think he just knows that they are staying in touch? You know what I mean? Because there's like, what does Obi-Wan think is happening?
I think he, I mean, he obviously knows Anakin has feelings. Like, Anakin doesn't try to hide that at all in, like, episode two, in my opinion.
No,
Not to Obi-Wan
that is for
whatsoever.
sure known information. Yeah.
I mean, we're always told that Jedi can, like, feel things, right? And, like, the feelings and sense them. I think he knows. And, I mean, it goes back to the whole him and Satine thing. He's been there. You know?
Yeah.
I think he understands it.
Yeah.
In Revenge of the Sith, he has the line, you know, Anakin is the father, isn't he? I mean, before this episode, we could have been just said, you know, in that moment, he's like, you know what, they're really close. Is it him? But I feel like that line now, after watching this episode and him making that comment, that question's more just rhetorical, really, in that moment.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I always felt like that watching episode three, like he knows the answer. He just has to say it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And she never answers.
It's true. It is true.
And maybe we'll get something with him and Anakin and Obi-Wan in this season of Clone Wars where he's really trying to hide it or like he doesn't like that Obi-Wan is kind of figuring it out because I feel like there's that line when they're about to duel on Mustafar or he's like, because of Obi-Wan, which, you know, his judgment's all clouded in that moment. But I don't know. I feel like there's some kind of resentment towards Obi-Wan and him maybe already knowing, or I don't know
Yeah.
how to put it in words, but I hope they kind of explore that a little bit maybe this season. Just little here and there. Nothing crazy. Just like that.
Yeah.
Some lines
Yeah.
here and there. But because Anakin
Yeah.
didn't like have a smirk or anything when Obi-Wan said that line in this episode. It almost looked more like a like mad, I guess. Like annoyed.
Yeah. I think I agree. Yeah. Annoyed or yeah. Because I think Anakin is aware. You know what I mean? Like, he knows that he's not going to be able to hide it from Obi-Wan.
Right.
He's not going to, like, come out and admit to as much as is happening, I'm sure. But that look was like, why are you doing this? You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, I know, like, he knows what Obi-Wan thinks of it.
I know that, but you know.
Choosing.
Yeah. I know that you know that I know.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm curious where that goes. This episode had a lot of little things like that, like the Obi-Wan comment, showing how close Rex and Anakin are. Just a lot of little things.
I'm interested to see what other kind of things they throw in that hopefully really like add to that prequel series, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, they go to, I forget what the planet is. I just watched it. These planet names, I swear.
I don't remember either. It's okay.
It's weird. They're like one-off planets that, you know, we don't come across often. So, so they go there. They encounter these flying reptiles. That there's this species that like rides them, and it's very Avatar-like, in my opinion.
It's very Avatar-like.
And they're riding them and doing all that, and eventually their tech helps them communicate between the troopers and Anakin and these creatures on this planet, this species. They said they'll help them get to the base, basically, where the Separatists are. They get to the base.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be a stealth mission, but right off the bat, shooting begins, just like every episode, which is awesome. I love it. And there's like these new battle droid type things. I don't know what they're supposed to be. I don't remember seeing them before or having a name. But they sound like battle droids, so I assume there's some type of battle droid. They didn't seem very good. I don't think one of them.
I wonder if they're more like a. Like, if they're not as for fighting as much as they are for, like, work of some sort, you know? Like,
yeah, maybe.
Are they kind of like these tech droids that do whatever, you know, based on what's kind of going on over there?
Yeah, that would make sense because it looked like they were doing something. I had the thought in my head when they started, like, shooting. You know, we live in this advanced technological galaxy. Why is there not some sort of, like, system in place where, like, every droid has, like, some kind of built-in camera and the moment it starts shooting, it starts recording? Or something? Because then you would know exactly who's trying to, you know, invade, or you would know what's going on and where it's at. I don't know. I just... the lack of security cameras and stuff in this galaxy blows my mind.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange, maybe just a little convenient.
Convenient. It's a word we hear often. Yeah, so they get to the control room, I guess. Tech and Rex. There's some kind of, not carbonite, but some kind of chamber that is housing a body. Tech gets it open, and then we see this. We see Echo, like, fall out of it, hooked up to all these wires and gizmos and gadgets, and something's connected to his head. And that wasn't creepy at all. Like, at all for,
yeah, no,
for a child show. it was weird.
This is a kid's show.
I think they just embraced the... They're like, you know, we can go dark sometimes. And they're just like, have him fall out. Have him fall out. It'll be fine. But yeah, that was I thought he was dead. I thought like maybe they were just using his mind and his body was dead or something. I didn't know where they were gonna go with that, but he's alive.
Yeah. Yep. He's much more alive than I expected.
He came to a lot quicker than I would have thought, but convenience. He's pale, creepy, old looking. Not old looking, but withered away.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's where the episode really ends. It's not a lot really happens other than them going to get him in the little dialogue at the beginning between Anakin and Padme. But I thought, all in all, I thought it was a better episode than the first one, personally.
I do agree.
I thought we just kind of moved along. I thought the first episode was more introduction to Clone Troopers, Squadron 99 than anything, the Bad Batch. But I enjoyed this episode. I'm curious where the next two will go, because I'm not sure where they're going to go. I mean, obviously, the next one will probably be some sort of escape. But yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. I'm really looking forward to that Ahsoka stuff. So once we get there,
yeah,
I'm all on board.
This kind of just feels like the stuff you have to get through to get to the good parts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It kind of felt like when I was doing the rewatch, you know, I was kind of watching some episodes and I was just like, okay, these were the filler episodes, so to speak.
Yep.
And I kind of feel like these are kind of that for this season.
Yep, it definitely is like that.
Which I don't blame them. You know, if they had this story arc ready and a lot of the animation done or ready to go, why not do it? That's three, four episodes of stuff you have.
And it's not like it's bad. It's just I'm ready for the other stuff.
Exactly. You know, and I've gone into the season with the notion that this is going to lead right up to episode 3 or kind of tie into episode 3 at the same time. So that's what I want, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of on my part, too, just having those expectations. But that's what I'm looking forward to. And I think the last 8 episodes are going to be that.
Yeah, for sure. And I am pumped.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited. I have to, next episode will be this Friday on the wings of Kiridex. Okay, and then Unfinished Business is the 4th episode. And then, yeah, Gone with the Trace is the start of the Ahsoka one. So,
okay.
And that's all. They have Gone with the Trace and then Deal or No Deal. So only the first 6 episode names.
Got it.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew podcast. May the Force be with you always.
I'm going to, since I've got you on here for a few minutes, I know we had spoke about it briefly yesterday, but there's some spoilers coming out for the Rise of Skywalker novelization.
Yes, there are.
And I know the big one going around right now is, you know, I'll read it for the fine folks out there. There are spoilers for the novelization coming, that is coming out soon. So if you do not want to hear those, cover your ears. but there's an excerpt in it. And it says, all the vials were empty of liquid save one, which was nearly depleted. Kylo peered closer. He had seen this apparatus before, too, when he'd studied the Clone Wars as a boy. That's cool. The liquid flowing into the living nightmare before him was fighting a losing battle to sustain the Emperor's putrid fluid. What could you give me? Kylo asked. Emperor Palpatine lived, after a fashion, and Kylo could feel in his very bones that this clone body sheltered the Emperor's actual spirit. It was an imperfect vessel, though unable to contain his immense power. It couldn't last much longer. All right. I gotta ask. Why was that not in the movie?
Yep.
Like, okay, cool.
Why was it not in the movie is the correct question.
Because there was a lot of discussion after the movie came out that people, you know, were saying, is he a clone? Is he just back to life? What's going on? I justified it one way. I kind of said, okay, they showed us the little vial of Snoke clones, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that was them saying, like, hey, there's a bunch of clones here. He's one, too. But I think they would have been better off just showing us a bunch of Palpatine clones and a bunch of Snoke clones maybe right next to each other rather than just Snoke, if that's what they were trying to get across. But
yeah, I think if you were trying to say it, you just got to say it.
And I know a lot of people like these books because it gives more meaning and there's more detail and stuff into these movies, which is awesome. But something like this, what? Why? Why is that not in the movie?
Like, yeah, that should be in the movie.
I don't get it. Like, there's like a lot.
Not
of...
like it's.
Go ahead.
They, you know, it takes what 30 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, all you have to do is do something that tells us that hey, this guy is a clone. he's not really alive. He's only kind of alive. And it's like, oh, that's helpful to know.
It could have been in his dialogue. You know, like Palpatine could have said it himself. Or, you know, Kylo being like, you're just a clone. Like,
yeah,
that would have given Kylo way more reason to not trust him or, like, not want to join him. But then, I don't know. I'm sure I'll have more thoughts on it in the coming days and coming weeks. But I want to read this book now just because of that. Like, what else is in this book?
Oh, I just had another thought that will make it worse for you.
Oh, that's fun. Let's hear it.
So, did he actually die again at the end of episode 9?
Bro, I don't know. They just destroyed the body, right?
How is this different than Return of the Jedi?
It's not. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not.
Is he more dead this time?
Like, that's why... Okay, if we're going to go with the clone thing and that's his spirit in there, what better way to defeat a Sith spirit than with Ghost Force Jedi? That would have made way more sense.
I really am not.
I know they would have never done this. But let's say for a minute that all 9 of these movies were planned before they ever were made. Let's just pretend. Just for a minute. Someone's like, here's the book, here's the whole script, here's the storyboard. We're going to make 9 movies, and we're going to like make them, obviously, like one cohesive unit. I think the perfect ending, if that's so we're going to, that he's a clone, and it's the Sith spirits live in him, the perfect way you should have ended this movie was for the Force Ghosts to come together, help defeat the spirit of Emperor Palpatine and all the Sith Lords, and then have it be Anakin's spirit that ends it finally. Because he's the chosen one. That's how. Because they never say it's while they're living or anything. He's the chosen one. He'll bring balance to the Force. It would have been a perfect way to tie everything up together. But.
I agree.
When you. It's these little things that. For the past few years, there's been things being added on that makes the prequels better, or the original trilogy, or even the sequels, and just little things that makes it better. But then you have this other side of the coin where we're adding things in for detail, and it's making it so much worse.
Yes.
And I don't get it.
Like, what? Like, and this is why I am so excited to move into a different era of Star Wars, where, like, we are no longer dealing with this story arc anymore. Because we just can't seem to, like, get it right. You know what I mean? Like, we can't just leave it alone, like...
Exactly, and...
I'm ready to do something else.
They said this at the end of the Skywalker saga, let it be. You know, it's as good as it's gonna get right now, in my opinion. I am willing to overlook all the weird details that are so unnecessary. And the thing is, they're not even they're unnecessary, but they're unnecessary in the sense that it's not adding too much. It's diluting, I guess, everything, all the good stuff in a way, if that makes any sense.
Uh-huh.
But
yep,
It's actually that where you have a really cool story or writing a cool book or making a movie and you think of something cool so you add it in, but it just makes no sense with everything else you just did. But we're not drafting this up. We're doing it after it's already published or, like, it just makes no sense.
Like, yeah.
Boggles my mind.
Yeah. Gosh. I don't get it. You know what I mean? And, like, I would like to know when that decision was made, too.
Right,
because the more and more things that happen like this, the more I'm like, okay, did they just wait to decide if that's the route they wanted to go with? Like, did they have 2 things written to describe what was happening?
Right, because the novelization doesn't get done after the movie. It gets done, mm-hmm. like, before it's released. So I don't...
Yeah. Like,
was that in there and it got edited out? Because if that's the case, the problem isn't so much in the storytelling, it's who's in charge and the way they're telling the story, if that makes sense.
And it's just like, and who are they making these movies for? And I think they've got this like imaginary audience that doesn't know anything. When it's just like, no, I think the people that are going to watch these movies all understand what's actually going on. You know what I mean? They're more entrenched than like I've seen each movie exactly once.
Exactly. You know, I know they're trying to cater to the casual fan that's going to go see it, but you have a department right down the street, right down the office called Marvel. And I can take a casual fan, Marvel fan. Like I would consider myself a casual like Marvel fan. I don't read the comics. I mean, I follow what's going on, but like my thing is mainly the movies.
Yep.
All of them tie together in an overarching story. I mean, especially Phase One with Thanos and all that, and you know the Avengers. But I can turn on any movie at any point, and it's just its own movie. But and it never like. I guess I don't know how to describe it, but.
No, I get it. I just don't see, like, why is one aspect of this company seem to be, like, knocking it out of the park, and the other one is just, like, struggling.
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't think it's Kathleen Kennedy, but if it gets down to an editing issue where they're saying, take that out of the movie, and maybe it is, because you're pulling out. I know it would have made people mad in the movie saying he's a clone, but like me, I don't get, there's not a lot of things in Star Wars that I dislike personally, but like that specifically, if you're not going to tell me that in the movie, because I can get past it if you tell me that in the movie, but when you come out with a total different,
like, it's fine.
Yeah, like it's, I might like, you know, wince at it or something, but you tell me that on a different form of media saying that that's canon and... that's what it is, like.
Just like, how is that not important enough?
That's very important.
It is, right? Like, we're not over an extremely important part of the story, right?
Because if that's a thing, and maybe the book goes into it. You know, I know I'm jumping the gun. Maybe the book goes into it. Why is there? How do I know there's not another one? Like,
that's my point. Like he fell down a big hole. We thought he died in Return of the Jedi. He's back now because he was a clone, I guess. But then, like, if it's his spirit that lived on, she didn't do it. She just killed the clone.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, she's all of the Jedi. She sends this big, like, the lightning back at him. And then he just dissolves.
Physical thing, right?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I just think they're, like, tossing out all of these ideas, and it's just like, okay, we just need to get past this. I'm just done with it, I think. I feel so disappointed with the last three movies, which is really hard because after Force Awakens, I was so excited.
I don't want to, like, point the finger, but I really, like I said, I think a lot of it has to do with The Last Jedi. And not that it's a bad movie. I just think it's not part of this trilogy.
Yeah.
Because go back and watch The Force Awakens with The Rise of Skywalker in your head. You're like
yeah.
Watch it and then know what the ending's going to be. And you're like, okay, this is like, okay, I can do this. And then you get to The Last Jedi and you're like, what does this have to do with The Force Awakens or The Rise of Skywalker?
Yep, and you can really feel it. And that's hard to overcome. Like, this is just going to be a stain that Disney has to kind of live with. And I think because of that, it's going to be a while before we get more movies.
Yeah. I mean, I want more movies, but you know, do some spinoffs. I'm okay with that. Let them be their own thing. You know, do a Bane or a Revan movie and have that can start to tie in with this High Republic stuff.
Yeah.
But don't let it touch anything Skywalker wise.
Yeah, it's already we're done good there. We don't need to mess about it anymore.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You never know. So, I almost wonder if the problem was them trying to correct things.
I assume so. Like, I just don't think there was enough of a plan going in.
No, for sure. I mean, no one can ever argue that and convince me otherwise. I mean, unless you have a really good argument.
They can say all they want that we had all three of these movies planned out. This is what was supposed to happen. But, like, I just will not believe it, because then why are you, like, if this was on purpose, why is it the worst writing job I've ever experienced in my entire life?
Right, because I think you and I talked about it. I know we talked about it, where the JJ and Kathleen had said this was the plan from the beginning, from episode 7, was to have Emperor Palpatine come back. And I believed it, and you kind of, I remember saying, like, I don't think so. You know, after watching this movie and seeing all this stuff, I don't think that. I don't think it was planned. And if it was, either...
I don't think so either.
And if it was planned, either no one told Rian Johnson and just let him do whatever the hell he wanted to do, or they just didn't care. I don't... It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's just... There's just no way. Like, it's just not how story structure works, and it's pretty basic. Like, stories have a very basic structure. They follow it.
Yes, and we learned it in middle school.
None of these three movies, they did not follow it, and that makes me say, oh, they made changes as they were going on.
And that's not a bad thing. It's just be smart about it. Know how to do it.
Yeah.
Don't spend...
It was pretty rough.
I don't want to belittle any other franchise or, like, any other movie or stories, but, like, if you're going to do it, why don't do it with Star Wars? Like, you know, don't do it with this.
Yeah, this is, like...
It makes no sense.
This is a, you know, what is it? Almost 50-year-old franchise?
Yeah, it's four decades old, and...
Yeah, like, are you sure that's how you want to play this? Like, come on.
And why? Yeah, because, you know, there was the reports that movie, The Rise of Skywalker, is supposed to be, you know, 3.5 hours or 3 hours, then 2:40, and then it was like 2:20. Why are we limiting this? You just put out Endgame that was like over 3 hours long. Why can we not run that with this movie? I don't understand. Or put it out in two parts.
I wonder if it's almost like, yeah, I wonder if there was this, we're just all over the place on this. We just got to cut it down and make it as, like, clear of a story as possible. You know, I wonder if they just got to a point where they were just like, we just need to put something out that isn't awful on its own.
But I would.
It was a good movie on its own.
And I love it as a movie. I think it's a great movie. I don't think it's a good ending to 42 years or 9 movies. I don't.
No, definitely not.
You know, and the thing is, if this would have just been 7, 8, and 9, and the Emperor was teased in 7 or even the end of 8, I think as a trilogy it would be okay. Someone said it best. Had they got rid of Broom Boy and teased Palpatine's laugh or something at the end, I think it would feel completely different. Because we wouldn't have to, we could have sat for 2 years wondering what is going on with Palpatine.
Yeah, not like, just... it would have felt like a plan. That's why Snoke just got killed. But if you put Palpatine's laugh in Star Wars Celebration in the middle of summer, I'm just like, oh, I know why you're doing this. You just needed something to do.
Exactly. Like, I think it would have been cool if they could have kept Broom Boy. The movie was already long enough on its own. Pretty sure it was longer than Rise of Skywalker. You could have literally had Broom Boy, had him do his little thing, because the Broom Boy thing, as far as I'm concerned, felt like a post-credits thing, even though it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You could have had him do his, like, you know, whole inspirational Jedi ring thing, and then the other kids be, like, clamoring in the background, and they call his name, and they're like, listen, into that radio transmission, and you just hear Palpatine start to, like, talk.
Yeah.
Like, oh well, my god, can you imagine this? Can you imagine of that cliffhanger? That would have been the best cliffhanger.
That would have been so great, you know, but I just don't think it was in the plan. I really
don't. I don't either. But just for that reason.
Yeah.
That or Rian Johnson held everyone hostage at Lucasfilm. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
There's just no way. Nobody in their right mind is going to be like, oh, by the way, we're bringing back Palpatine in the third movie, but we're not going to mention it until the three. Like, you don't write a story and introduce the antagonist until 66% of the story's done.
No, not at all. Because
you just don't do that.
It makes me like The Last Jedi. As a movie, I think The Last Jedi is very, very good. Visually, there's good dialogue. I like it. But, like, talking about it right now makes me, like, really not like it, in the sense of there is so much you could have done in it if Palpatine was the plan.
Yes. Yes. Like have clips of, you know, things happening, you know, where he's getting put together, or those Sith worship people are hanging around. Like all I need is like 15 minutes. You know,
literally.
I mean, of The Last Jedi. And you don't have to cut anything. Put it in there and sprinkle it in.
You know, you could, here's the thing. I don't know if it would have worked. I think you could have tied it in perfectly, and this would be a much different conversation, with literally 1 second. And I think all you would have had to do was have some kind of vision of Palpatine when Rey was doing the dark side thing. Like, in the cave.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good, too.
Like, I just don't.
Yeah, I think Force Awakens was made with the assumption that Rey is a Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
And this First Order is the end of the trilogy. Then they decided she wasn't going to be a Skywalker. And they just kind of fell down this rabbit hole. But moral of the story, I'm not a big fan of the fact that they just kind of threw in the fact that he was a clone into this.
It makes no sense. Much like, that's the thing with this, is they made a big deal about how all these books coming from Disney are canon, you know? Like, they count. And then you give us Bloodline, which is a fantastic novel, and, like, Leia basically loses all her power in the government because, you know, she doesn't tell people about Vader and her lineage and how damaging that can be, you know? But then she just keeps the whole Palpatine thing from Rey. Like, I don't. What, you're just ignoring that?
Yeah, right.
Like, it makes no sense. Like, I don't want to put this on JJ.
We knew the whole time.
Right? Like, that was weird. You know, even if Rey would have just told Luke in that scene, I think that would have made a little more sense.
Yep.
I don't know. More thoughts are coming to mind the more we talk about this and think about it.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
It is. We'll have to do an episode or something where we just talk crap about the new trilogy. I like the new trilogy, don't get me wrong. But
I think I don't.
It's got
unfortunately.
It's got Adam Driver in it, so I can't not like it.
I do like my Adam reason. Driver.
And I will
like,
argue
they
with
have, they have some cool characters. But just didn't come together for me.
I will never stop saying it. Kylo Ren is what Anakin should have been. Never, ever stop saying it. He would have been so much better. Adam Driver should have just played Anakin.
I don't think I disagree.
And the thing is, like, and that's the hard part about the Clone Wars, circling back to our main topic of this episode, was it's hard to watch these Anakin in the Clone Wars, like, with Matt Lanter doing the voice, because it's so much more believable as a character. Not that Hayden Christensen wasn't good. He was. But, like, comparing that kind of, like, his attitude towards things and dialogue versus this, it's different characters in my eyes.
Yeah. I think I agree.
And I don't know. Because, like, I'll watch the Clone Wars. Like, watch any of the Clone Wars and imagine it being Hayden Christensen. It doesn't work. for me. It just doesn't work. But we'll see. Next episode is Friday, episode 3. So.
Episode 3? That's a good sign.
It's been a fun conversation.
Oh, I agree. I was hoping we would get to talk about the Rise of Skywalker.
Well, I'm glad I could fulfill that.
He did.
I'm pretty sure that conversation was longer than Clone Wars, but that's okay. It's all Star Wars.
There was not a lot in this episode.
There wasn't.
There wasn't a lot of meat to it. Good episode, not a lot of meat.
I'm sure once we get to the Ahsoka stuff, it's there'll be longer conversations.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Or the Maul stuff and all that.
Four times before I can talk about it.
For sure.
I'm so excited. I'm really excited.
All right. Well, I will talk to you soon. I know we'll have you back on soon for some more Clone Wars, without a doubt. Until then, may the Force be with you guys out there, and have a great day. Have a great week.
See ya.